But tell me then, after a number of years, where did you move into? Did you?
I started off in each department. I had to do learn. Then they put me on the reelers, reeling the papers down the small rolls. Then I was on the cutters, as they call it, cutting the sheets. How to do that? And then I started on the machines.
Yeah.
And I'd go from the machines to the pulper loft.
Yes.
To learn what's up there, and then back onto the machines again. So I ended up as a machine man.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you? So what machine were you responsible for working with?
The paper making machines.
Yeah.
I was, well, you could only do one at a time, you know.
Yeah.
But you do one. I'd learned it on one machine, the MG. That's the big machine glaze. There was a huge cylinder on it, you know.
And did that put a glaze on the paper?
MG, that's the machine glaze there. The cylinder glazed the paper.
Yeah. So, and so that's your glossy brown bags, you know, your shopping bags.
Yeah, that's what made there.
Yeah.
And then the other one, there was no glazer on it. You just got the ordinary finish.
Yes.
The calendars. To put out whatever finished it was finished.
Right.
You know, they mostly made paper for bags on that one.
And so, can you describe to me was there a smell from the pulp you were working with?
Well, it was mostly straw.
Oh, during the war years, of
course.
Yeah.
Oh, mostly straw there. And when they dropped the big boiler, it was maybe three times, four times the height of this house.
Yes.
The boiler was filled up on top and they'd stew it there. I think it was 8 hours it cooked for, boiled it.
Was that mixed with rags then, with clothes?
No, I never saw them using many rags.
Yeah.
It was straw, but the smell when that came down.
Really?
Oh, it was desperate. But you got used to it, like everything else, you got used to it. And they had to drop it down and they forked it out. It was hard work.
Yeah.
But it was the only place that kept the village going at that time. That and the tile factory over in Ninetloch. That was a private place.
Yeah, I see, yes.
Then I left. And I went over and I said, I go to England and see what other papers, what made of, you know, different papers.
And were you asked to go or
no,
did you just go
I
yourself?
I just went. I just,
oh, did you?
Yeah.
So what year was that now you took off?
Oh, dear.
About 49 or 50?
Yeah, 49 I think it was.
Yeah.
And there she is over there, daughter.
Okay. And?
And she's away. She doesn't know, hardly know me now.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's, you know. That was taken in where she is. And you wouldn't think there was a thing wrong with her, would you?
Yeah. But the two of you, your family headed off, yourself and your wife,
No, I headed off myself before I was married. And I was long over there when I came back and got married. And we went back again. Went back to England. To Durham Paper Mills. I always went... Paper mills.
Tell me what paper mills?
Durham.
Durham, yes.
Paper mills, yeah. That was up in the West Hartlepool.
Okay.
The coldest country ever came to.
Were you doing the same thing up there?
Yeah, I became foreman up there.
Yeah. Foreman of
the mill, the whole mill.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did you get that job?
I applied for it.
Yeah, and with your experience
that was maybe helped. And at the West Hartlepool, it was a nice place. It was terrible cold. Even in the summer, it would be cold. But I replied to it and sent an application off, and I came back and come up here. I was staying in Manchester. And I had to go right up to Durham then in the train. Got the interview.
And compare the two of the places. What were the differences?
Well, the Durham paper mills was old-fashioned. You know, I couldn't believe it. I never saw some of the things that they used in Clondalkin. It was always more modern. But I went. I wanted to see what way, how it worked. I was there for about maybe 9-10 months.
Yeah.
So.
And what kind, so you say that they were old-fashioned now. What kind of
the machines, old machines were old-fashioned things. That, yeah. There was this big roller on top of the wire, as they call it. I couldn't figure out what it was for. It was for taking the water out of it, and I couldn't understand it. But they changed it shortly after, changed more modern things afterwards.
Yeah.
And I was foreman on that.
But you didn't stay, you only stayed there 10 months. Is that because you didn't like it? Or?
No. I got married. Maybe it was a little longer I might have been there. And Betty couldn't settle down. So I came back and I got a job in Killeen Paper Mills. And in quality control. There was an Englishman in charge of it, Mumford was his name. And I couldn't understand one word the man was saying.
Yeah.
You know, but I enjoyed it. It was great to see the different
ways of doing it.
Yeah.
But all the time, were you drawn back to Clondalkin?
No.
And how did you get back in there again?
I didn't go back to Clondalkin again.
Oh, you never went back after leaving it?
No.
Oh, did you not?
No.
Oh, so you weren't there when you were there?
I was in Killeen Paper Mills when I was approached to go up here. I was lying in bed in hospital and this fellow walked up and down the ward and he just came over and said, "Are you Mr. Welch?" I said, "Yes." And he said Betty was sitting there with 2.5 of the family and he said, "Would you mind if I speak to your husband for a minute?" Not at all. So she went off and he says, "I've come to offer you a job." I said, "Where?" Oh, he says, "I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you where. Because we're customers of yours, and I wouldn't like to get think that I was robbing you." So he told me where it was, and I said, "He says, when you get out of hospital." Oh, I said, "I hope this was a Friday." I said, "Hope to be out on Tuesday." He says, "Could you come up to the north on Wednesday for an interview?" I says, I'd like to get my sea legs first. So I'll go up next week. Oh, he says, "Certainly." So he picked me up. I parked my car down in Dublin and he picked me up and he said, "Bring your wife." Betty had to go. She had an interview as well.
Why?
I don't know. Because if we were all coming up, they wanted to see what she was like. But that interview went very well. And
what was the name of the company here in Lurgan?
Lurgan Boxmaking Company at the time.
Now
it's Boxmoor International.
Boxmoor International. Yeah. What was it at that time when you were in there?
Lurgan Boxmaking Company, when I joined it.
Yeah.
It was a family affair.
And who was the manager?
Best was his name, Dermot Best. But his father had died a couple of months earlier and they wanted somebody to, Dermot went up to his, and they wanted to take over, somebody to take over from Dermot.
I see. So you were headhunters, really?
Yeah, I was. And it surprised me. I came up, I didn't know where it was going. And the house supplied and all. So up we went and 3 kids and we're here ever since.
Any regrets?
Not one. Not one regret of what I have done.
Really?
Yeah.
But the culture difference, the you know,
the, well, the culture difference from here to the south, I hadn't a clue what it was. You used to come up and outside our house and I'd sing the sash my father wore. We were only the only Catholics in the area.
Yeah.
And then the Catholic from the south, Fenian from the south was terrible.
But this was the height of the troubles when you were here.
I had no bother whatsoever. The people couldn't have been nicer.
Really?
Extraordinary.
And is there, you must explain to me the politics here in the town. Is different areas, of course, with
the town, half and half.
Yes.
This is the Catholic area. This side of the town. The other side of the town, the Protestant area. But it's changing.
Yeah.
You know, there were places you wouldn't go into town. But now you can go anywhere. Everything is sort of quieting down.
Yeah. What were the years? Have you a rough idea when it was that you came up here?
It was the year Connor was born. Maybe she came up with a 10-day-old baby. Ah, let me see now. He's 24.
So 24 years
25
ago.
25 years ago, yeah.
And
24, yeah.
Yes, but that was a bad time. It was a bad time,
yeah,
really.
But I didn't realise it.
Yeah.
But the boss said, he explained to me, he says, you might have some people who don't agree with you. And his two brother-in-laws worked in the factory. They were in the office. And they were sort of quiet to me, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't mix with them. Well, he says, you will get opposition. But I'm your boss.
Yeah.
He was a gentleman. He was lovely. He was too much of a gentleman to be a boss. He couldn't tell you off.
And the majority of the workers there, of course, would
half and half.
Oh, I see. And did everybody get on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, never had one bit of problem with them.
Yeah.
And usually the four women were Catholics and the four men were Protestants.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way, I couldn't understand it, but that's the way it was.
Yeah.
But it's still running, the factory changed over, Americans have it now.
Yeah.
But no, I had not one iota of problems.